Hey there, I'm Andy Langer. Thanks for joining us for another edition of Esquire's Guide to New Music, The Andy Langer Show. We're back to run through the week's new release schedule, finding a few records that we think are worth buying whole, and a couple where just a single download or two might work better. Last week was a painfully slow week for new releases, but this week offers plenty, from new Spoon and Interpol records to the return of Crowded House. Let's get started. We'll begin with what's easily one of the month's best records and what might just wind up going down as the year's strongest debut. Jason Isbell, who cut his teeth in the drive-by truckers and left the band earlier this year, hangs his hat in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, and recorded his debut in the same studio used by Aretha Franklin, Otis Redding, and Wilson Pickett back in the day. Sirens of the Ditch marks both an arrival and a continuation. It introduces a top-shelf singer-songwriter empowered but never encumbered by the tradition of Muscle Shoals. With floods of bluesy pedal steel and piano, showstoppers like Down in a Hole and Hurricanes and Hand Grenades sound every bit as gloriously foreboding and boozy as their titles, while the sobering Dress Blues is easily the most striking Dead Soldier song of the year, in a year flush with Dead Soldier songs. Let's stop for a moment and hear a piece of that one, Dress Blues.
Mamas and grandmamas love you, 'cause that's all they know.
That's Dress Blues from Jason Isbell. He's just 28, and it's clear that what he learned about Southern rock revivalism as a trucker beautifully meshes with his instinct for channeling a Muscle Shoals groove. The results are stunning enough to connect the dots between the Allman Brothers and Wilco, not just alphabetically, but in practicality, too. Here's a listen to one more from the record, Down in a Hole.
His daughter was a looker, but five will put you ten. Dressed her like a hooker, and she smelled like sin. Had a ragtop car, she made good grades. Didn't like her daddy, 'cause he wouldn't let her date. She was trouble.
That's Jason Isbell. Next up, The Gourds. Self-proclaimed purveyors of music for the unwashed and well-read, The Gourds are almost impossible to describe to the uninitiated. They're too quirky, too fascinated by too many different facets of Americana to really pin down. That said, they've never been a band to turn to for ballads. Not until now, anyway. Their new record, Noble Creatures, has its share of up-tempo, groove-based country tunes, but it also delivers a set of tear-in-your-beer ballads built around subtle splashes of fiddle, piano, and pedal steel. In their bio, the band claims the record has a somber soul their previous records lacked, but a few ballads isn't that surprising considering just how much ground they've covered over the years, and apparently the ballad Promenade is what set the tone for the record. Let's hear a piece of it now. This is Promenade from the Gourds.
Sweetness for my love.
That's The Gourds. Interpol's new one, Our Love to Admire, might have stood as the week's most anticipated new release if people hadn't let their anticipation get the best of them and leak it. Our Love to Admire has been all over the web for weeks, meeting with decidedly middling reviews from bloggers and, in particular, long-running Interpol fans. The lukewarm response from the second group is surprising, mostly because this new Interpol record sounds just like an old one. There's not much new going on here at all, and maybe it's our exposure to the inescapable influx of bands that sound just like Interpol, but I'm finding it particularly hard to get excited about Our Love to Admire. The songwriting's admirable and it's well produced, but it's just by no means risky. Do with that what you will, but let's do one from it anyway. One of the record's strongest songs, one definitely worth throwing 99 cents at. It's called No I in Threesome.
Do you feel the sweet breath of time? It's whispering its truth, not mine. There's no I in threesome.
That's Interpol. Next up, Spoon, whose new record, Gaga, 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 we previewed on the last podcast. It too leaked online what seemed like forever ago, but it bodes well that even months later, the bulk of these songs sound remarkably fresh. The songs are sharp, jangly, and just sparse enough to sound like classic Spoon songs. This may not be Spoon's best record ever, but it's definitely good enough to reserve a year-end top 10 spot for. And while a few tunes sound a little abruptly underwritten, there's others that are just as catchy and tuneful as anything in their catalog, like this one, My Little Japanese Cigarette Case. Here's a listen.
Bring me my Japanese cigarette case. Bring a mirror to my face. Oh, let all my memories be gone.
That's Spoon. Next up, one from Crowded House. Of all the year's reunions, the Crowded House reunion may be the boldest. Unlike Rage Against the Machine or the Police, they've accompanied the financial pleasure of a tour with something riskier, a new record. Time on Earth is Crowded House's first new album in nearly 15 years. And while last week we spoke of how the Bad Brains and Stooges records have been victims of critics comparing them harshly to each band's classic records, Crowded House is in a slightly different place. Pop music is easier to conjure and recreate than punk or hardcore. And that's what makes Crowded House's reunion so special. It sounds like a band simply getting back on the horse. Nothing more or less. No fanfare. No trying to pretend they're younger than they are. Neil Finn's songs are every bit as well written as you'd expect them to be, and tunes like Don't Stop Now, featuring a cameo from Johnny Marr, definitely exceed expectations. Here's a listen to that one, Don't Stop Now, new from Crowded House. That's Crowded House wrapping up another edition of Esquire's New Music Podcast. We'll be back next week with another round of picks and recommendations. Thanks for being here with us, and thanks to our podcast producer, Will Hoffman of Austin, Texas. And don't forget to look for the latest Esquire in your mailbox or on your newsstands now. Until next week, I'm Andy Langer, and this has been The Andy Langer Show.